Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer is currently playing the Lady of the Lake in Spamalot on Broadway.
If you trust in your soul, keep your eyes on the goal, then the prize you won't fail. That's your grave. That's your grave.
The first Broadway revival of the show since the original 2005 production opened on November 16th, and the horse hoof coconut foley will cease, for now, after April 7th. The show has a book by Eric Idle, music by John Duprez and Eric Idle, lyrics by Eric Idle. It's lovingly ripped off from the original screenplay for Monty Python and the Holy Grail by Graham Chapman, John Cleese, Terry Gilliam, Eric Idle, Terry Jones, and Michael Palin. The revival is directed and choreographed by Josh Rhodes. Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer recently finished her run on Broadway as Delia in Beetlejuice, where she received Drama Desk and Drama League nominations. A versatile and vivacious performer, Kritzer's Lady of the Lake essentially steals the show, according to the review in the New York Times. Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer, welcome back to the Roundtable. It's so good to see you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's so good to see you.
What has it been like to make your The Lady of the Lake? Tell me about pulling this diva out and putting her on stage.
People have always asked me, is this a part you've always wanted to play? And It wasn't, just because I never thought someone like me would play someone like the Lady of the Lake, who's usually tall and very statuesque. And those are not the parts that I play. I saw it 20 years ago, of course, with Sara Ramirez. It was incredible. So when I was offered this, I said, okay, so how do I see this character? Of course, I have this beautiful wig and beautiful costumes that were specially designed for me by Jen Caprio, who's our costume designer. To put my own spin on it, which was amazing. And then it's like, how can I make this diva but Carol Burnett all in one, which is sort of my flavor, and also sing my face off. So I just sort of approached it one by one, all of these little vignettes and different people that Lady of the Lake is.
Right.
She's all different throughout the show, and approached them differently. Then with working with the incredible Josh Rhodes and John Bell, our musical director, crafted a performance, and they were able to let me do my thing that is representative of the best of what I do, which is broad, funny comedy, subtle, but broad, and musically let me expand the role to a bigger place. You know, the score is the score, but I was able to sing higher and add things, ad lib. It's just been a blast, and it is a dream role for me now, and I don't think anything can touch this, really.
Not to now go into a sad zone, but with the end of the run announced, how are you feeling about that? How are you processing that?
It is sad. We thought we would have a longer run than this, not forever, obviously, but you know, at least maybe into the summer. But I've been here before with many shows. You know, all shows close at a certain point. And with the Broadway landscape the way it is right now, still recovering from the pandemic, we're not fully back yet. And that's just part of it. I was also in Beetlejuice, which came back and then also closed sooner than we wanted it to. Mm-hmm. So for me now, it's about really staying in the moment and relishing this next 2.5 weeks that we have. And making the most of it and making people laugh. And, you know, every night there's tons of people coming, tons of friends. So it is bittersweet. It will be difficult. I know I will be very sad at the end. But I try to remember that the fact that I even got here, the fact that the show went from 10 performances at the Kennedy Center randomly to Broadway never happens. It happens very, very rarely. So I'm just grateful. And, I'm excited for what's next.
It is a company of, including yourself, stage superstars with a lot of comedy chops, like good, obviously magnificent singers, but really, really, really funny people. what have been some of the relationships you've forged offstage with the with your cast members? And is there anybody you have worked with before that you're working with?
So I always say that these guys are like my brothers. I'm like the one sister, right, and then I have all these brothers. I do have one brother in real life, but I didn't grow up with a lot of siblings, like tons of siblings. And it feels like I do. I have like these great group of guys that I all love individually. They're all special in their own way. I've worked with Alex Brightman, of course, in Beetlejuice. Mm-hmm. So he's a pal and my dressing roommate, you know, like we were on the same floor. I had never worked with Michael Urie, who is one of my favorite people, and who his heart and talent could just, it just is huge and limitless. Taron Killam, who I never worked with, but from SNL, it was a dream to work with him, you know? And then Jonathan Bennett, who came in, has become like a close friend. Nick Walker and James Iglehart, I had never really worked with before the whole Spamalot journey, right, but to work with them, I've known them, but to work with them, Ethan Slater, what a doll. I call him my little brother because mm-hmm. he's young. Yep. And, you know, Chris Fitzgerald is just Chris Fitzgerald. He's perfect and incredible. And then, you know, of course, Jimmy Smigula, who I've known for years. And am I missing anybody? I don't think I missed everybody. I think, and that's how important they are to me. Yeah. They really, really are an amazing group. And I will say, look, the show closing is one thing.
Right.
The relationships we formed are so special. That's what makes me sad at the end of the day, that I don't get to see those people every day. That's what hurts, you know? Of course, not getting the paycheck hurts too. But really, that's why our community is so special. You form these relationships and you never forget them. You know, they're family.
Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer is playing the Lady of the Lake in Monty Python's Spamalot on Broadway through April 7th.
This is not old news, but something you have talked about a lot, but I couldn't let you out of here without talking to me about playing Carol Burnett on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. You know, tell me how that came to you, what it was like. Tell me anything and everything you want to tell me about it.
Oh, well, I'll tell you the whole story. So I was doing Beetlejuice and I was about to take my vacation to Barcelona. And I got a call from my agent that said, hey, casting at Maisel, you probably don't want to do this. They said, you probably don't want to do it, but Amy Sherman-Palladino is putting Carol Burnett into the show. And as you know, like they put real people on their show and they want you to audition to play Carol. It's only going to be one note. You're going to do shy. And then on the Gordy Gordon show or whatever. And then it's going to be like, ladies and gentlemen. So it's not the full song. It's one of, I said, okay. And they're like, you probably don't want to do it. It should be a pass. I said, well, you know, this is the final season of Maisel. I was supposed to do Maisel another time and I couldn't because I had a scheduling conflict mm-hmm. with something else. I have a picture of Carol Burnett in my dressing room. She's like one of my all-time favorite comedic idols. I'm putting this on tape. I'm going to sing the whole song. They want me to sing the whole song. I'll sing the whole song. I'll get on a plane. I'll go to Barcelona. If they want me, great. If they don't. But I'm not going to say no. I put myself on tape. I sing the entire Shy. I get on a plane. Go to Barcelona. I'm eating my face off, enjoying my life. And I get a call that I booked it. After I booked it, they said, as soon as you are back, you're going to literally, I got off the plane, went into my house, and I went on a Zoom call with the music supervisor and everything immediately because I said, hey, so Amy wants us to record the entire song with the orchestra. These are the notes that we have. You're going to be in the studio in like tomorrow or the next day. And she wants you to learn the whole song because she now is expanding it. It's not just going to be one note. It's going to be like the entire thing. They're hiring dancers. You're going to have a full costume. You're not going to be by yourself. There's choreography. We don't know how much she's going to use, but she wants the whole thing. So we go into the studio, we record it. Next thing I know, costume fittings, all this stuff, choreography, three dancers behind me, all period, perfectly done. And she wound up using a minute 20, which is huge.
I'm aware that it's wrong to be me because I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, can do is try. God knows I try, though I'm painfully shy. And despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie. Because I'm actually terribly timid and terribly shy.
Ah!
I did not expect any of that. It is so special to be on that final episode and filming it. You know, so I'll just tell people who are listening, if you've watched the show, when you listen to the soundtrack of Maisel, I'm on there singing Shy. But that version is what I recorded in the studio. So it sounds way more carol, like real, real more carol. So when I got on set, Amy said, listen, I want you to sing live. I want you to sound a little bit more like you, not as carol. Dial it back a little. You're going to sing to the track, but you're going to sing live in the studio. Are you okay with that? And I said, yeah, I'm built to do that. That's what I do every night, right? Mm-hmm. When you watch the episode, that's me singing live in the studio. So it's really cool because Tony Shalhoub and all these people were there and they were recording it. And it was a real, it was a special moment because theater people, real singers know how to do that. I did it probably 7-8 times, the entire song, full choreography, the whole thing. And I was really proud of that because a lot of times too, you know, theater actors think that, oh, well, I can't do TV or whatever. And it's like, yes, I sing. And of course, I'm doing a musical theater number. But we are built like athletes. And I walked out of there going, you know what? 24 something years in this business. I'm like, I just killed that because of the training, because of the years of experience, and also my love of carol. And so I thank Amy Sherman Palladino for giving me that opportunity because, you know, I probably will never do Once Upon a Mattress, which is fine for me because I got to play Carol Burnett. You know, I got to play the real person and that, and she saw it and apparently loved it. So that was such a gift. That was such a gift and a highlight to my year.
What kind of movements and motions of hers did you bring into the performance? What sort of carol things did you want to make sure that you hit on without doing a impersonation, impression, and over-characterization?
You know, so that that goes into sort of style and technique. And I mean, her physicality, you know, I watched her, there's two Once Upon a Mattress TV versions that she did, and I'm forgetting the one that we based it on. It's the one that's in black and white. And her physicality, her goofiness, you know, she's way taller than me. So I tried to like really use my body in the way that she kind of walks and sort of wobbly in this character as Winifred. And then vocally, just listening to her, she does like calls in her voice. She does these, oh, you know, yeah. She does those sort of things. You know, like that sort of stuff. Sorry, I don't want to like blow this microphone out. But I just studied it and I listened to it. I'm sort of a vocal technician when it comes to that. And I have a great ear for those sort of things. Mm-hmm. So I just added flavors in it. And so for anyone listening, it will be very interesting to go on Spotify or whatever, listen to the song on the soundtrack from the final season, and then watch the episode. They are very different. And it's super cool because that I have both. I love the art of studying a real person. I did the same thing when I played Martha Graham on The First Lady. Same thing. I studied. There's not a lot of recordings of her voice. There was an interview later in her life, in Martha Graham's life. But I still am convinced that I booked that job because my forehead is exactly like her forehead. And I played her in 1943, I think. So I love playing real people and I love period pieces. So I'm just like living my best life, you know?
Actor Leslie Rodriguez-Kritzer. She's playing the Lady of the Lake in Monty Python's Spamalot on Broadway through April 7th. Links to more information are posted with this interview online at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.